101.3 FM and 1700 The Champ, a Cumulus Media station. Online at 1700thechamp.com. Steen on Sports is on your radio now.
Not a good way to start.
It's not a good way to start. I'm not so sure that I didn't break my headphones.
Break your headphones. I ate my goldfish crackers too close to start time.
So. There you go. Hello, everybody. It is Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. Hope everybody had a great day. It's Thursday. It's almost over. So, I mean, tomorrow's Friday.
And then it's a 3-day.
It is. Man, that's all right. You are listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We're coming to you live on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. You can check us out on Twitter, at 1700 The Champ, at Steen on Sports, at Scott Brower underscore 13, and Happy Hour underscore SS. Facebook's at 1700 The Champ, and the website is 1700thechamp.com. Want to thank our sponsors really quick here. Des Moines Orthopedic, Heritage Building Maintenance, Woodman Controls, Iowa Cubs, Northwest Bank, Palmer Group, and I guess I can add one today because it's actually September 1st. So
who are you adding, Steen?
We've been cutting some come-and-go commercials.
Wow.
Yeah.
So looking forward to that.
Pretty excited about that. We talked also about having BetMGM back, and we're excited about that.
Well, and I just for playful purposes, I did reopen my BetMGM app, and there is a lot of changes.
Yes, it is.
And it's funny, they said, where you been?
Yeah, and some really interesting stuff going on, so we'll see if we'll talk about that today as well. After the show tonight, you get a little bit of Zach Gelb, and then they'll go to the pregame, and it's Penn State at Purdue. So that'll be one of the big ones. We'll do a little BetMGM on the on that. So that'll be fun.
I already have, but we'll talk about it.
I did too. I just did it while we were there. What else am I missing? Am I missing? I don't think so. Okay, so the other day on Tuesday when you came in, I asked you, what's your top story? So that's just kind of my thing now. I'm going to ask you,
you're cheating. You're looking at my list now. You see it on top.
Oh my God. Like I could read that. Number one, it's not very good handwriting. So I couldn't read that. And
really?
I can't see that far.
Really? Wow.
Well, maybe the handwriting's better. I just can't see it.
It's an art form.
It's
called cursive.
What is your top story of the day so far?
Well, I'm going to go back to Serena again.
I mean,
there's, and trust me, there was Tua news today, and I even go Serena first. Come on.
I know. crazy thing. So, you know, we talked about Rory, and we talked about how golf was looking for somebody to try to have a voice and do that, and there's Tiger.
Right.
Tiger's everywhere. So after last night's match, and Tiger was there, and Tiger was... He was sitting right by her husband and her family.
Mm-hmm.
And afterwards, Serena's like, listen, the reason I'm still playing is him. The reason I do this is him.
Right.
And I thought, oh, him, husband. No.
No, she pointed
Tiger Woods.
Exactly.
The dude is, I mean, he was going too, man.
He's
throwing the fist, shaking it.
Oh yeah, the fist pump and everything.
He is not a small man.
No.
He's rocking.
I remember when he went through he can bench how much?
Yeah.
But then you see him, you know, outdrive the other guys in his prime by 40 yards for Pete's sakes. Yeah. But no, it was the who's who again, with all the faces that were there. But again, the match. I mean, it was, she came out, she was strong, she served like she's supposed to. She'd teeter a little bit, like take a breath, because, oh, wait, I am 40. And then it was just shotgun serves and volleys. And, I mean, she just, her sheer passion for winning and competitiveness, just right. The flame is just still burning.
She wore her opponent down, who's 20 years younger than her. It was amazing. As soon as she won that first set, I'm like, okay. And I even, I can't remember if I said it to Nan or I said to Jen, and hi Nan, love you. Hi DJ. She doesn't care if she wins the second set, unless it starts out well.
Right.
If she does, because she knows where she's at now.
Right.
She can save. She's gonna blow this up, and she did. It was 6-4, 2-6, 6-2.
We made the comment. My wife goes, "Is she wearing the same outfit?" I'm like, "Honey, I don't think she packed to be here two games.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait till Friday."
Yeah, and you would have thought that, you know, hey, Nike, get down here and bring me some more clothes.
But no, it was. I mean, we all kind of had that feeling as the second game did happen. Did she lose a step? Is she getting winded? Is she this? And she just was relentless, and it was awesome.
No, it was a ton of fun, and I'm glad it's happening,
and
I hope though, just if she does well, I mean, she wants to retire. And I don't want people going, well,
oh, she's not this. No. This is
her husband's ready.
Yep.
They have things they can do. Venus is done. She gets to play with Venus tonight.
Right.
And the funny thing is, they were talking about it today. Well, actually, it might have been Maggie and Perloff that if they win this doubles match, do they then withdraw from the next match? Because that would be having her match and then having this doubles match and then having to have that next match.
Right.
Even though they get enough
time to recharge the batteries?
Yeah,
is there enough time to recoup?
It's not as easy to recharge anymore.
No. But we got to remember, we got to quit talking like it's you and I. She is a world-class athlete that's been doing this for quite some time.
But I think even she would admit now that, hey, this isn't, you know, it's the nice thing about when you play in the Grand Slams in tennis, they don't make you. So a regular tournament, you're playing every day.
Right.
In Grand Slams, you're playing every other day. So that's a big help too. I mean, because she needs to recover.
Oh,
but no. I get it. No, I understand. She's a crazy athlete. So
I big fan, have been, not, I guess I can't say I was a tennis fan. Tennis is on, I'm gonna watch it. But it was the same thing as, you know, Sunday. Oh, Tiger's on, I'm gonna go watch Tiger.
Right.
Oh, Serena made it. You know, it's the doubles. I better take a look at this because it's Jordan-esque, it's Tiger-esque, it's you know, Serena type stuff that you tune in not for the sport but for the player, if you will. I mean, like I said, some of the old footage from, what was it, 25 years ago?
Yeah, 24 or 25 years
Holy
ago.
Holy Lord, man, the guns on that girl.
Man, could she hit a ball.
Oh, I mean, then you remember, oh, that's right, she did. They did dominate.
Oh, yeah. And
it was
two totally different players.
Yeah.
Venus far more skilled.
Yes.
I mean, she can sit back and she can hit long shots, she can volley, she can do it all.
Right.
Serena was just power and power and power. And that's it. That's what she
like
was.
Like I said, some of those serves last night where she's hugging the line and it's just coming off like a cannon as it's going, that other guy just kind of, okay.
I'm then she's like, excuse me. I'm the number two player in the world. Stop doing that.
Okay, that's interesting in itself. Did you look up at this? Look it up at all. She's the number two player in the world points wise.
Right.
If you look at the number one player, and I would butcher pronouncing her name, but the number one player has over 8,000 points. The number two player in the world has just over 4,000 points.
Yeah.
And then the next person is 40 points, or 400 points and stuff like
that. So it's a big
gap that is there.
Yeah.
Oh.
not a lot of them play. They don't play like they used to.
Well, and here's the other thing. It is different because you do get points at certain ones that are WTA, but you don't get points for, I don't think you get points for Wimbledon or something. I mean, it's a very haphazard way of, you know, we're so used to, these are the same things we go to all the time or we watch all the time, so therefore these have to be the ones you get points for. But anyway, that was a big upset. Number two in the world, 40-year-old. She looked great.
Yeah, as soon as that first set went her way, I'm like, oh, now it's a no brainer. Now, she's gonna take care of that. It's not gonna be a big deal, because I really didn't think that she cared.
Yeah. Now you're thinking BetMGM. Gee, where was I on the front side of this?
Yeah,
right.
No doubt. just to get through those first two matches.
Yeah.
Was, I mean, last night's wasn't it as big as the night before, but it was still it was still good money. I mean, if you'd bet $100, you won some money on either night. So
yep, exactly.
And I guarantee you a bunch of people did that.
Oh yeah.
Second best story of the day has to be Donovan Mitchell. You thought Donovan Mitchell was going to get traded to the New York Knicks. He got traded to the Cleveland Cavaliers
yes.
today. And the Cleveland Cavaliers have a really nice group of young, talented people. They didn't have to give up a lot to get Donovan Mitchell. I have one Donovan Mitchell, if I can find it in all of my items that I have wrote down here today. There is so much stuff going on that it's just, it's crazy.
What they traded for him?
Yes.
Three first round picks?
Unprotected first round picks. And for the Cleveland Cavaliers to do that, they've had some great drafts these last 3 years. It's a lot, but they didn't give up. They didn't have to give up one of their studs
right.
to go with
right,
it.
Right, right, right.
I mean, they gave up Markkanen and Colin Sexton, you know, good players. I mean, that'll help Utah. That'll fit in. Between the Donovan Mitchell trade and the Rudy Gobert trade, the Utah Jazz now have like 12 unprotected first-round picks over the next 5 years. Now you have to do something with them. You know, that's the crazy thing. And you can miss.
Right, exactly.
But the thing that has been irritating me today after this happened was, and even McLovin, he was saying before our show, well, it's Donovan Mitchell. Okay, there's four people, actually five people, that have had 8,000 points, 1,500 assists, 400-plus steals since 2017-2018. James Harden, Giannis, the Joker, and Russell Westbrook, and Donovan Mitchell. Right. He's not a joke of a player.
That's pretty good company.
He gives that group a bona fide score, which they haven't had. They've had to work their offense to score their points. He can go out and score 25 points by just scoring 25 points. So I think that makes them... It took them from being over 1,000 to get past the first round down to like plus 250. So if you were a Cleveland Cavalier fan and you had them at plus 1,000 yesterday,
right,
before they made this trade, it was surprising. I mean, I thought when the Donovan Mitchell stuff, they teased it. And I thought, oh, well, so the Knicks finally pulled the trigger. That's kind of weird. And it wasn't the Knicks.
Right.
It was the Cavaliers. So, I think it's a good trade. You just have people, you know, a lot of these but nationwide shows, you know, you can't, if it's not LeBron or it's not Steph or it's not Giannis or right. it's not, you know, Joker or Doncic or somebody like
right,
that,
exactly.
Embiid, well, they're just no good. Well, there's a lot of good basketball players.
Right. They're not a story.
Right.
Right.
And so they kind of poo-poo that and don't really like the poo-pooing, but you know, what do you do? The next big story, and we'll talk about all these maybe a little bit more later on.
Right.
Russell Wilson signs the, it depends on
the guaranteed money or the contract money.
Yeah. He's still, it's a lot of money.
Right.
I mean, the top 10 salaries, he's number 2.
4-year extension, was it?
Yeah, and there's his guarantee was like 165, but he's got another 95 sitting out there that he can get
right.
With just being with the team.
Okay, does that get him to the point where he's like, cool, I can breathe, they believe in me, or is that... how do I say this? Better of lesser evils of, well, we better hold on to him. And there isn't a better, I mean, if something else comes available, are they going to try to get
no.
out of it? I mean,
he's
they've got their chips in with
he's,
him.
He's a top five, top six quarterback. And I think what he thought today when this happened is, oh my God, I am so glad I'm away from Pete Carroll.
Oh,
because
yeah, that's true.
I mean, he should have been making that money to begin with, but you know, Pete Carroll never put enough trust in him. And in the NFL circles, the fact that Pete Carroll trusted Pete Carroll more than he trusted Russell Wilson is the reason that people thought Pete Carroll should be fired. And I'm not talking about fans. I'm talking about NFL hierarchy.
Okay, but it just can't – there has to be something to it, though. Was there a wedge, that big of a wedge between them?
It was a huge wedge because he didn't – he took targets away because he wanted to play. He wanted his defense to win. And you're trying to say, Pete, this isn't 5 year ago defense.
Right. Exactly. This isn't the 83 Bears.
Yeah. No, your defensive guys are getting old and gone and they're leaving, and Pete Carroll just never changed. But for the Seattle Seahawks, their issue now is they're ownerless. I mean, Paul Allen's widow has it.
Right.
But it's in probate and looking to sell and no one's purchased, so to get long-term money like that, he wasn't going to get it.
Right.
I agree. But it's a big deal for the Denver Broncos. Listen, they had Drew Luck. They had Teddy Bridgewater. They, you know, ever since Peyton Manning, and the first year Peyton Manning was great, and they just lost a game they probably shouldn't have lost. And the second year Peyton Manning was horrible, but still got him.
But the surrounding cast was
a great defense, yeah. and got him a Super Bowl. So Peyton got another Super Bowl. John Elway is one of my favorite players. I always loved watching John Elway. Mm-hmm. John Elway, the president, general manager, wasn't very good. Mm-hmm. And now you have a grouping there. And unless Amazon would have came in and bought Walmart Walton money is the most money you can have. So the Broncos aren't worried about any of that stuff anymore.
Right.
So they have that going. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We're coming to you live on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. Real sports talk for real sports fans. We have plenty more. Come back in with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back in, everybody, once again. Happy Thursday, and it is Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
We are coming to you live from 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ Studio, right here out in the middle of somewhere in Urbandale.
Yes, it's I see a bunch of postal trucks.
Yeah, I think. Address unknown to us.
There you go.
You can check us out on Twitter at ScottBrower_13, at SteenOnSports. At HappyHourSports_SS and at 1700 The Champ. Facebook's at 1700 The Champ as well. Penn State Purdue, 6:30 pregame, right into the football game. We'll do a little sports betting later in the show and start our season out today.
There you go.
Seeing how we all get along. Have that coming up. And then, what do we have? Twins and White Sox come up. On Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We also have UNI Air Force. The Twins have the Yankees. Hawkeye Huddle will be on at 6 again next Tuesday, then Thursday, opening. That's a pretty good opening game for the NFL.
Oh, yeah,
Buffalo
absolutely.
Bills, LA Rams. So that'll be exciting.
I went down after our show on Tuesday and watched the guys on Hawkeye Huddle down there at G-Migs. They're out on the patio, and they have redone the patio down there.
Pretty cool.
Holy buckets. I mean,
yeah,
it's,
I haven't been down there in a
long
time.
It looked like it was 50 yards long and you know, 10 by 50. It was, they got a lot of great tables. That place is great.
Yeah.
I love the food.
Oh, I love the food.
The staff. Those guys are awesome.
That's why I said when we met out at the fair, I'm like, man, I miss having G-Migs because their food is different. It's different than everything else that's out at the fair. And it was always nice. You're like, oh, my gosh, I can't have another of any of that. I have to have something fresh. And
they are great from – because it was funny. I sat at the bar, had a drink, and was talking to the bartender, Jason. He's just cooler than I'll get out. And then somebody was saying, well, I haven't been here. What's good? I'll listen. He says, leave now. Come back on Saturday for Bloody Mary's. That's the best time. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Leave
That's
now.
Cool.
Don't
but
stay.
But, no, they are awesome. Great place.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. This segment, I'm going to pull it up here. Da-da-da-da. I had it pulled up. It always,
which one?
Oh, it's DMOS. We're going to do DMOS.
Des Moines Orthopedic Surgeons.
Des Moines Orthopedic Surgeons, and you know, that's enough. Just talking about Des Moines Orthopedic is enough. They have a location in West Des Moines. They have a location in Ankeny. No appointment needed. You can go to demos.com. You can see wait times. And they're going to take care of you. They have great doctors. Foot, ankle, hand, upper extremity, hip, knee, shoulder, spine, trauma, sport med, urgent injury. But what we have here is a new situation.
Yeah, it's their new endeavor.
They are now going to be engineered performance by Demos. Is that, I'm trying to think of how they did it in here, and engineered performance by Demos. And what you're going to get, engineered performance was it didn't like all the stuff that was happening around and the type of help that you were getting when you were working out. You know, it's great to have all these shiny machines and all these people in there, but if you don't have people showing you the right way and doing things, and so they didn't like what was going on, so they came up with Engineer Performance. It's E4P. It was designed to provide a specific functional training program for all the athletes, and now they're joining with the Demos team of professionals, so you get both sides. You get the exercise right side. If something happens, you get people that are trained to take care of that, and combined, they can help get you through rehab and go through all that, and they have specific places.
But it's not all about they're not a group to put you through rehab. You have to have Demos. There's preventative training, and there's training.
Absolutely.
And there's it's the science of it.
And they are at I'm trying to see where
I know there's one in Huxley.
Yes. There's one at 302 Campus Drive in Huxley.
Yep.
There's one in Grimes at 1220 Northeast Station Crossing. And there's one in Ankeny at the Prairie Trail District.
There's a lot of stuff in the Prairie
Trail
District.
Oh, my gosh, that is huge now.
I know.
It is unbelievable. So we've had Demos be a sponsor for quite some time. Really enjoy having them. It's just nice that you get to talk about something that you've actually experienced because of the kids and stuff, that it's just a good thing. So Demos and Engineered Performance are now one. And what a team that they make. So thank you very much. Okay. We talked about Serena.
Yes,
we talked about Donovan Mitchell.
Yep.
We talked a little bit about Russell Wilson. So as of today, I mean, the Baltimore Ravens are a week and 3 days away from starting their season. And Lamar Jackson is not going to have a signed contract for a renewal of his contract.
Yeah.
So he's going to be sitting there.
But wait, no. I don't have a pity party going on for Lamar Jackson.
No, I do.
His choice. Well, you know what? It's his choice not to have an agent.
Sometimes, right. Well, I don't think that they'd be engaged if he had an agent either. No, because I don't think they want to pay. They don't want to pay the money that's out there.
Well, then they'd be forcing their hand.
I think it's at a point now where Lamar Jackson was trying to see what they were going to do, and the fact that they've done this, he's going to go, yeah, I'm good. I'll play for you guys this year, and then I'll go look for a greener pasture. Because when you're looking at what people are getting paid, and you have the last ones, you have Deshaun Watson, which nobody's happy with what Cleveland did.
Cleveland did.
The Arizona Cardinals, who nobody were happy with what they did as well, the guaranteed money that they gave Kyler Murray, who's had...
Oh, and by the way, you have to study or we don't pay you.
Right.
Come on, man.
Which is like... And then you have a league MVP. Neither one of those guys are that.
Right.
Russell Wilson's not that. I think, no, Russell Wilson has not won an MVP. I do not think so. And you are the best dual threat quarterback in the league, and you're 20. He's going to be 20.
You're putting this all on the management team of the Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah, and that's my team.
I understand that, but to me, there's certain things in life. If you're really good at making a brisket, be great at making a brisket, but just hire somebody to do your drywall. Type of thing. He's a great quarterback. He's not an agent. And I think this wouldn't have got to this place if he had somebody who does this that was mean and got a little look. I can yank him at any, you know, out of here type of thing and start putting their feet to the fire, opposed to right now they're just looking at him like, you know what? We got you this year. Maybe we'll negotiate next year if you have a good year.
Oh, there's no negotiating. They had to negotiate before today.
Okay.
If they were going to – he's – I mean, they can still offer.
Okay.
But they don't get to negotiate.
Right. I
told you when I sent you that picture, man, he's going to be the quarterback of the Miami Dolphins.
But just leave the Dolphins alone.
No.
Tua was made captain today.
Yeah.
Things are fine. Nothing to see here.
They would let Lamar Jackson be the president of the company. And be the quarterback.
You know what?
If they could get away.
We talk too much about the teams we like, I'm just telling you.
Tyreek Hill would be going, oh, I can run really fast, and he can throw a ball really, really far. No, so I'm...
So do you think it's going to be too much of a distraction? Are the Ravens going to have a good year?
No, I think the Ravens are going to have a good year. I think they have a good team. They just have to stay healthy. And I've said this for the last 2 years. I believe that they're cheap and they've had the worst training people. They have lost more games than anybody else in the NFL.
Because of injuries?
Yes. Last year, actually it was 2 years ago, I think, when we went to Colorado. We're watching a Ravens game. They're playing the Steelers. You don't even know the people that are on the field because everybody is out. So,
well, it's also the Ravens.
it's the Ravens who.
All right, since we're going down this,
who have won more than the Dolphins, just in case you wanted to giggle a little louder.
There you go. Okay, since we're going down the NFL rabbit hole, you and I have not discussed the missing 11 days of Mr. Tom Brady. What's your foil cap? Was he on a vacation? Was he getting hair plugs?
He went somewhere with his wife because she's ticked off and she makes 100 times more money than he does and is the mother of his two kids.
Okay. We're going on a vacation.
And you're coming with us. Or we're going to go on vacation and we're going to stay on vacation and then you can see what you're going to do. I'm not buying the Masked Singer. I'm not buying any of that. She went, listen,
I don't know. I see first-year photos. I see photos from 5 years ago, current photos. The meme that I just saw today was he's going to be handsome Squidward next time he comes out because that jawline really is predominant now.
I don't know. But you
think it was just family related. He had a commitment. And preseason don't mean you know what to Tom Brady.
No, it doesn't. And, you know, so it gives people stuff to talk about. If you would have went to Aaron Rodgers or Patrick Mahomes or blah, 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 they're like, he already outworks us. He already outstudies us.
I know.
He does all this stuff. He's 40.
Yep.
43.
Yes.
43, 44, right around in there.
I think he is 40. No, he's 43.
43.
Our phones will start beeping here in a minute. Don't worry about it.
He may wear the britches when he plays football, but he doesn't wear the britches all the time. That's what I'll say.
Sometimes, yeah, the britches, purse strings.
Yeah, when you have a wife that makes when hers has an extra zero, so he's worth maybe $100 million. She adds a zero.
Right.
That doesn't get you to more millions. That gets you to a billion.
But hey, a marriage is an equal thing. That doesn't mean she has more power.
But when your other equal parts gone for 9 months out of the year,
August 3rd, 1977, the dude is 45 years old.
He's 45 years old,
man.
And there's people in the league that can't touch his work ethic. And that is the difference between him and everybody else. I wanted to get your take on this too. And we might as well do it early here and we'll keep coming back. A year and a half ago when Texas and Oklahoma actually left the Big 12.
Yes.
And
announced
their departure, that they were leaving to go to the SEC.
Yes.
And the alliance was formed. Then the alliance was the Pac-12, the Big 10, and who was the third? Who am I missing? It wasn't the Big 12. So it was the Pac-12, in the ACC.
Okay, yeah.
They formed an alliance, and the alliance was, we can't let the SEC push these people into expanding the college football playoffs because they have too much power. Now you go forward a whole year. You saw how well that alliance worked because there's already two Pac-12 teams that have left, are getting ready to leave to go to the Big Ten.
Right.
The Big Ten has had conversations with Oregon. They had conversations with Washington today. Mm-hmm. That is not making the Pac-12 happy. The ACC is, nobody cares. Nobody cares about the ACC. And the Big 12 said yesterday, here's our thing. We're going to Fox and ESPN, yeah. And we're going to go early, and we're going to try to get our contracts settled right now, and so we can try to go grab the four teams that we want. I mean, we've always had those. Mm-hmm. We've always had the three, right?
Right.
Arizona State, Utah, and Colorado's always right. been the fourth one.
We always say, but
I want Memphis, the Colorado. Right. I understand. And people are saying, well, what is the card that the Big 12 holds that it can get help from somebody? Well, it's a pretty big card. And that card is they can let Texas and Oklahoma out a year early. That gets them into the SEC.
Right.
That helps the SEC's thing. And so now the SEC can say, okay, If we do that, then you know what? Because they're going to get some Fox and they're going to get some ESPN, and they're probably, you know, it's going to be a shared thing. I think that's a pretty good bargaining chip. I think that gets the other four, and now the Pac-12 is, I don't know what the Pac-12 is.
Right. Well, I think we both agree that the train is on the track on this deal.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to have the big three. I mean, it's their 20-team conferences. I mean, it's going to end up in
and then I think you're
the dust settling and yeah. seeing that. But like you said, even the Big 12 was negotiating like, all right, hey, I'm just waving at you guys. I'm going to negotiate like you're already over here.
Right.
I got your back. So when I get this done, come on.
Well, trust me, the Big Ten had, when they were first negotiating, they were negotiating with UCLA and USC.
Right.
People might have said, "Woo, man, that was a really quick play." That's not the way the world works anymore.
Exactly.
They've been talking, and they went quick before the SEC. And got that done.
Because this whole thing starts with, yes, there was a conversation. Thank you, but we're not interested.
Right.
Pause. I'm sorry, how much?
Yes.
Have my attention.
So to run that all the way back to where we were, if college football would go to a 12-team playoff, and we can discuss that in a second, if we think that's good, bad, and different. What the alliance did when the Pac-12 and the Big Ten and the ACC got together, number one, they're going, man, I don't want this to happen to us. What just happened to Big 12? But the Big 12 already were moving, right? What a great tease. Because now you're going to have to come back in here to figure out what in the world, where am I going?
Oh, I trust me, I'm not going anywhere. I want to hear where you're going.
You don't know where we're going. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We're coming to you live on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. Real sports talk for real sports fans. I have a conclusion. It's coming up right after this break.
Wives. Connect with Steen on sports at 1700thechamp.com. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Thursday.
Thursday.
It could have been Friday. Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We're coming to you live on 101.3 FM, 1700 Champ AM, Real Sports Talk. For real sports fans, after our show tonight, pregame for the Penn State Purdue game, Scotty and I will put a wager or tell you what our wager was for this game today.
Our thoughts.
For the rest of the week, you have Twins and White Sox. That's a huge game. They're going to Chicago. You also throw in you and I's opener with Air Force at 11 o'clock on Saturday. Once again, Tuesday, Wednesday. Oh, I can't do that. Yes. I'm like, wow, who's talking? It's me.
All right.
Next Tuesday, Wednesday, the Twins are in New York and have that going on. So That'll be a good one as well. And then we have Thursday night opening.
Yes, Bills and Rams. What's the matter?
I had a buzz. I had a buzz on mine.
You can hear me.
Nope.
Yeah, NFL, baby.
NFL is getting ready to
come. Here we go.
I should get through this. So you can check us out on Twitter, at 1700TheChamp, at SteenOnSports, at HappyHour_SS, at ScottBrower_13, and Facebook is at 1700TheChamp. This particular segment will be brought to you by Heritage Building Maintenance. They're a quality, health-centric building maintenance company. They believe the cleaning industry should provide the first line of defense and proper health care, always looking for the right process to provide the highest quality, safest, and most healthy environment for employees and tenants in their buildings that they're working at. They're certified partners in science-proven microbial control, the state-of-the-art protection to keep those environments safe and more healthy for your occupants. Touch points. It's a way to kill germs before they can act. So
doorknobs and handrails.
Always happy to have Heritage Building Maintenance be a part of the program. So just to finish up. So the reason the alliance was happening was because ACC and the Big Ten and the Pac-12 didn't want the SEC to run wild and get that, you know, get it up to eight or get it up to, you know, or get it to six, get it to eight, or get it to 12, because then they'd have all the power, because the SEC had all the power.
Correct.
And we kind of thought through all this process that they were always going to have all the power. And out of nowhere, Kevin Warren said, not so fast. Now the power broker at this time is the Big Ten.
Yes.
And after they reached out, they signed their contract. They signed it with CBS, with Paramount. There's a couple others in there as well. Mm-hmm. And what happened is they didn't say it when they first were talking about it, but they already had UCLA and USC in the fold, mm-hmm. knowing that, probably selling that. And they won a couple more.
Oh, I'm sure it was just hypothetical scenarios.
Yeah, hypothetical. And I think the more for them is, I think you're going to see, along with USC and UCLA, I think you're going to see Oregon and Washington. They've both already been in discussions. They went in and had meetings with the hierarchy and Kevin Warren, mm-hmm. with the Big Ten. I think you also grabbed Stanford because of its educational part. And
you got to sprinkle that in, don't you?
You do. Yeah. Well, you have to. I mean,
yeah, I know.
And the other one that fits the criteria would be Cal. So
there you go.
That fits, and it kind of fits on for our end as well, because Arizona State fit, Utah, right?
Right.
Yes, Utah fits.
Utah, Arizona, Arizona State, and Colorado is the one we're talking
about. Colorado would fit.
But we'd rather have Memphis.
Well, you still have to have...
Better travel.
If you don't, that doesn't mean that you can't take Utah, take Memphis, and then add another.
Right.
You could give Colorado a... you give BYU Utah, you could do Air Force. Air Force is one. I mean, there's still... another one that you could pick off of there. But I think that's so I think the Big 12 now, these next 3 weeks, and this is the reason that they hired Brett Yormack, was to come in and seal deals, because that's what he does, and he does it really well.
He does it at a high level.
And a lot of people are like, Kevin Warren, man, he was doing this. It's over $1 billion. Man, he's done.
Yeah.
He's Jay-Z's buddy, man. They've done billion-dollar deals before.
Over lunch, yeah.
So it'll be very interesting. But one of the things we said is you'd have either a 12. I think a lot of people would like 8.
Right. And I did some sniffing over the break here.
Of 16.
Of how a 12. Well, here's how a 12 works.
Okay.
And it's with what we're talking about, though. Then this kind of gets to be a... It's going to have to revise. This is what was a year ago. That was when there were the 12.
Yeah.
But you've got your four It's the four conference champions get a bye.
Right.
Okay. So, you know, with that being said, it's are we going to have
four
power conferences?
Well, because see, that's the thing, because you don't know right now. Before all this happened, you had the Pac-12, the Big 12, the Big 10, the SEC, and the ACC. Right. So we had five. And then you have lesser conferences. Did right. I miss one? I don't think. Big 10, Big 12, Pac-12, SEC, ACC.
Right.
I don't think I missed one. If I did, somebody hurry up and text that.
This was the original. So the four conference champions would get the byes. The teams ranked 5 through 8 would host the teams ranked 9 through 12, and those would be basically on campus games. So you get to the quarterfinals; those would be played at bowl sites.
Right.
Okay. They were even getting into that the bracket would not take into regular season rematches and things like that. I mean, but to me, that was looking at it going, how in the world are we going to put? But they're going to give the conference champions would be the ones getting your byes. And then, I mean,
you have to have some type of criteria, because if you leave it up to the people that are in that room, and as powerful as ESPN is, and ESPN is dealing mostly with the SEC. I mean, there's no bigger pusher of the SEC than ESPN. I mean, they have shows on their program about the SEC with Paul Feinbaum and those guys.
Here's my deal. Okay, we're still talking about student athletes.
Mm-hmm.
I know, but now it's a different student athlete.
It is a different student because athlete. It's okay.
With the NIL, listen to where I'm going. Don't come at me like that. With that being said, so now your really, really good teams, they're going to play that first round. You know, and then, yes, they have a bye. So you're going to have an extra game, right, for the ones that get the bye, they win, and then they go to the – so they're getting an extra game in their season, correct?
Right.
Right now, we've got those conference champions and number one, number two, number three. They've got players saying, well, I don't want to risk it to play. I mean, you're making it even bigger, adding the game. You've already got guys saying they don't want to play because they don't want to risk their future.
Right. Now, that changed a little bit when NIL came. I mean, there's some, and I have a couple of examples of it, but I agree with that part. What you do, and here's the thing that drives me crazy about college football anyway, is when you have these power conferences, and instead of scheduling with another power conference, they play Rice, or they play, so you cut that. I mean, I want to go up. I can't wait to get up and see CMU, you know, Southeast Missouri. Yee-hoo!
Right.
You don't need that game. You don't need that game. There is no reason in the world to play that game.
So you're going to take a game away from everybody the hopes of making it to the – doesn't CMU like it because they make a little bit of money on it?
They do make a little bit of money on it. And you have to if you're – and here's another bad part. But it's going to happen anyway. The chances of Iowa State playing – between Big 10 and Big 12, when all this shakes up and everything's done, right. you don't know. You don't know what's going to happen.
Right.
Because I think once this all is said and done, that some of the power conferences are going to have to go to these lesser conferences and strike deals with them to be able to play.
That's you think about Oklahoma State. They played for 100 years.
Yeah.
Played back and forth. And that's going to come to an end.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's going to come to an end.
Right.
Yeah.
But I am... the rivalry that between Pitt and West Virginia
tonight—that's a huge one.
That's going to be a game.
That's the betting game. Betting game of the night.
There's some no likey vibes between those two. It's West Virginia. Love West Virginia. Driven through there before. Beautiful place. And I heard it. What show it was, but somebody goes, "Hey, what's the closest Big 12 team to West Virginia?" Cyclones?
Yeah. West Virginia?
Exactly.
It is. So, a lot of good stuff. College football is changing. College sports are changing, and it's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. And we'll talk about
it. Change is scary, but evolution is good.
It is. It's always going to be okay. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We're coming to you live on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. Top of the hour break, and we'll be right back at it. See you then.
Here's a look at traffic on 101.3 and 1700, The Champ.
No accidents, no major slowdowns. It's a pretty good drive home this afternoon, so enjoy it.
Wendy's Biggie Bag is still just $5. Get a double stack junior bacon cheeseburger or crispy chicken BLT plus four-piece nugs, small fries, and a small drink. Grab your bag at Wendy's today. Includes choice of double stack JBC or crispy chicken BLT with four-piece nugs, small drink, and fries. U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii. This report is sponsored by Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag.
I'm so happy. Football's back. Fire up the grill and crack open a cold one, because it's time to celebrate with an Approved by Joe tailgate. Hey, Joe Clemens here from
Capital City Motor Company.
This month, bring me your old car and score the nicer, newer ride you've been fantasizing about for just $10 down. Sack your old car and start driving a nicer, newer car of your dreams. Has the ref thrown a flag on your past credit problems? My one and only For the People credit approval process is the game changer you've been waiting for. We huddle up with the banks and lenders and call the audibles to get you approved and back in the game. Stop driving a car you hate and punt it, and drive home a nicer, newer car today for just $10 down. I'm throwing a Hail Mary to make my month, and I need your help. Trade in your old car and drive for just $10 down. This is for a limited time, so get in here and score before the clock runs out. I'm Joe Clemens, and I'm your dealer for the people. Come see us at Capital City Motor Company in Des Moines on East University, one block off I-235 on the State Fair side. Call 265-1467 or online at ApprovedByJoe.com, ApprovedByJoe.com, www.ApprovedByJoe.com.
Your sore joints are keeping you from what you really want to do. DMOS can help. Des Moines Orthopedic Surgeons. DMOS, a nationally recognized team of orthopedic specialists, can help make it happen. At DMOS, we're ready to help you get back to living. Learn more at DMOS.com.
The Labor Day event from Dell Technologies is here. End the summer strong by starting up the pursuit of your passions. This fresh season begins with up to $300 off top-rated laptops, like the XPS computers, taking performance to the next level with 12th Gen Intel Core processors. It's time to bring what's in your mind out into the world. What's next for you? Upgrade today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Wireless headphones. That'll be $200.
I'll use my Capital One Quicksilver card.
Now that's a hit. You used the Capital One Quicksilver card, which makes you the hero of every purchase. With Quicksilver, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere.
I wanted running music, but unlimited 1.5% cash back is pretty heroic.
Good instincts. Every hero needs a theme song. The Capital One Quicksilver card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
The bakers of Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads are proud to support local education with Loaves for Learning, the program that makes it easy to earn money for your school. Enjoy Country Hearth and Village Hearth all-natural breads, buns, bagels, and more, then save the UPC from the package for your school to collect and redeem. Each is worth 5 cents and can be used for books, computers, sports, music, whatever your school needs, up to $10,000 a year. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
Two-thirds of young adults don't understand basic credit card knowledge. 48% of college students are unable to make a simple meal. 1 in 3 can't boil an egg. Teen dating violence affects millions of teenagers each year.
Wait, what if you could give our youth the tools they need to tackle these issues while they're still in school? Family and Consumer Sciences courses can help, and we've got the research to back it up. You might remember it as Home Ec. Today it's FCS, and we're still here.
Can you teach me how to handle the money I make?
We can.
What about careers?
We can.
Can you teach me about healthy ways I can cook?
We sure can.
What about what a healthy relationship looks like?
We can do that too.
Can you teach me the skills that I need so I won't need an adulting class once I'm out of high school?
We can definitely do that. Family and Consumer Sciences, your tools for life. Find us at iowafcs.com.
KBGG Des Moines and K267CY Des Moines, 101.3 FM and 1700 The Champ, a Cumulus Media station, online at 1700thechamp.com. Steen on Sports is on your radio now.
Welcome back in, everybody, once again. Happy Thursday. Starting the second hour of Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. Drive safely home. We need to get you home so you can enjoy this Thursday.
We got football.
We do. Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. Live, 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. Real Sports Talk for Real Sports Fans. Twitter at 1700 The Champ, at Happy Hour underscore SS. Facebook is at 1700 The Champ. Purdue, Penn State. Penn State traveling to Purdue. We'll talk about that game in the next segment. We'll